Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
We're back now and not much time, but we do have another call here from Keith. Hello, Keith. You're on the air with Edgar. Edgar, my guest. Edgar Steele.
Hello, Rick and Edgar. I just want to ask, too, Edgar, are you familiar, you know, the U.S., the Constitution Party used to be the U.S. Taxpayers Party, right?
Oh, yeah, I used to support and vote for its candidates as well in those days.
All right, well, you know about Howard Phillips, don't you?
Yes.
All right, yeah, I saw him in 96 when he was running down in Cincinnati at a speech, but he's also part of this Council for National Policy. In fact, he was on the Board of Governors in 1982. He was part of the Executive Committee in a number of years, like 84 to 85, and 88, 94, and 96. Paul Weyrich is another Canaanite, just like Howard Phillips is a Canaanite, who supposedly converted to Christianity, quote, although Christianity is for true Israelites, not false Jews or Canaanites. Anyway, he proposed the name of Young Americans for Freedom, served on its board of directors, appointed all the YAF members while acting director of the Office of Economic Opportunity under Nixon. 1975, he was appointed by the 33-degree Mason Jesse Helms to found the Conservative Caucus. And then basically what they did, they went on, Weyrich and another guy named Richard Viguerie, and who's also a Canaanite, with Ed McCatter and Jerry Falwell, they set up this moral majority. Phillips came up with the word, with the name moral majority. So, see, how it's just like it. Go ahead.
How does this relate, though? I mean, what is the question for our guest, Ed?
Well, I'm just saying this was all controlled false opposition from the beginning. Just like the, you know, Welch's group, the Birchers, everything else.
Uh-huh.
The enemies.
Well, what do you think of that, Ed? Do you feel that's true or not?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of truth to that. And people call me naive sometimes when I act surprised upon digging into a nest like this and finding the bugs scurrying from the light when I lift up a rock like I have in the Constitution Party. But, you know, we got to do something until the country falls apart to the point where somebody has to pick it up. Well, we got to do something until they start shooting at us so that we then are so busy defending ourselves that we don't have time to do anything else. And I've got to at least try. I characterize it as tilting at windmills. Am I wasting my time? Maybe. Am I waking people up? You bet. Am I getting some people angry and mad and getting them more knowledgeable? You bet. That's my job.
Why don't we set up the National Association for the Advancement of White People, since we are the Israelites of the Bible?
Yeah, it already exists. You know, Google it up, and you'll find that it's filled with modern-day Nazis, actually.
Yeah, they start those, right. I mean, all of these things, and that's why they had the Jerry Springer show. The former mayor of Cincinnati starts this show to bring every Yahoo on in a white sheet or a Nazi uniform. Who knows nothing about anything, just to show how stupid they are. I mean, they started all these, you know, Stormfront. They infiltrated them so bad. Every group has been so infiltrated. It's,
pretty, and I'm a little suspicious about you, too.
You're suspicious of me? Well, I can prove my doctrine in the Bible. I hear a lot of mistakes from a lot of people on RBN about the Bible. I try to correct it, but you get 2 minutes here, 3 minutes there calling
yeah.
in.
You don't get a... Why don't you buy time, Keith?
My time?
You don't have a job, right?
Silver and gold have I none.
No? What are you doing about it?
Well, I do have a job coming, I think, tomorrow. I've been looking.
Okay.
Looking.
All right. Good. Very good.
Right. We are losing 20,000 jobs a day, you know, Rick, in
yeah.
America.
Yeah. Well, you could be maybe self-creative and self-employed or whatever, but that's fine. All right. Thanks for the call, and I know you're out of time. You've got to leave me, Ed, so I'll let you go, and I thank you for your participation tonight. It was very, very interesting, as always, Ed.
Well, I enjoyed it. Thanks a million for having me on, Rick. It's always a blast talking to you and talking
to you.
Thank you.
You'll be back again soon. You take care now. We'll be back as well.
Financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition. Many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
All righty, I'm back now. It's Rick Adams, and we do have open time now. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to switch gears. There is much to talk about in the news. And one thing I'd like to do right now, however, is to give you the audio of this video on the Federal Reserve and how it cannot account for $9 trillion. I think it's a lot more than that, but we'll settle for the $9 trillion for now. That's $9 trillion in off-balance sheet transactions. And Representative Alan Grayson, he's a Democrat, by the way, from Orlando, asked Inspector General Elizabeth Coleman of the Fed some very basic questions about where the trillions of dollars that have come from for the Fed's expanded balance sheet. The IG didn't know. She had no idea. Worse, nobody at the Fed seems to have any idea what the losses on its $2 trillion portfolio really are. Are you shocked? Are you amazed? Well, let's hear the audio of Representative Grayson questioning Ms. Coleman. Let's do that now, if we can.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Inspector Coleman, you're the Inspector General for the Federal Reserve, right? Okay.
That's correct.
Have you done any investigation concerning the Federal Reserve's role in deciding not to save Lehman Brothers, which led to shockwaves and went through the entire financial system?
in that particular area, you know, I don't generally comment on specific investigations, but we do not currently have an investigation in that particular area.
All right. What about the $1 trillion plus an expansion of the Federal Reserve's balance sheet since last September? Have you conducted any investigations regarding that?
We call it a review, and I guess the term investigation may have different connotations. So we're actually conducting a fairly high-level review of the various lending facilities collectively, which would include, the TALF, a variety of the different programs that are in process. So we're looking at them at a fairly high level to identify risk.
Well, I understand that, but we're talking about events that started unfolding 8 months ago. Have you reached any conclusions about the Fed expanding its balance sheet by over $1 trillion since last September?
We have not yet reached any conclusions.
Do you know who received that money?
We're in the process right now of doing our review, and
right, but you're the Inspector General. My question specifically is, do you know who received that $1 trillion plus that the Fed extended and put on its balance sheet since last September? Do you know the identity of the recipients?
I do not know. We have not looked at that specific area at this particular point on those reviews.
What about Bloomberg's report that there are trillions of dollars in off-balance sheet transactions that the Federal Reserve has entered into since last September? Are you familiar with those off-balance sheet transactions?
You know, I think it may be important at this point, too, just to bring up a certain aspect related to our jurisdiction. And just to clarify perhaps some of my earlier comments, we are the Inspector General for the Board of Governors, and we have direct oversight over board programs and operations, and are also able to look at board-delegated functions to the Reserve Banks, as well as the board's oversight and supervision of the Reserve Banks. We do not have jurisdiction to directly go out and audit Reserve Bank activities specifically. Nevertheless, in our lending facilities project, for example, we are looking at the board's oversight over the program and to the extent that extends out to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York.
Well, I have a copy of the Inspector General Act here in front of me, and it says, among other things, that it's your responsibility to conduct and supervise audits and investigations relating to the programs and operations of your agency.
That's correct.
So I'm asking you if your agency has, in fact, according to Bloomberg, extended $9 trillion in credit, which, by the way, works out to $30,000 for every single man, woman, and child in this country. I'd like to know, if you're not responsible for investigating that, who is?
We have responsibility for the Federal Reserve's programs and operations audits to conduct audits and investigations in that area. In terms of who's responsible for investigating, would you mind repeating the question one more time?
What have you done to investigate the off-balance sheet transactions conducted by the Federal Reserve, which, according to Bloomberg, now total $9 trillion in the last 8 months?
I'll have to look specifically at that Bloomberg article. I don't know if I have actually seen that particular one.
That's not the point. The question is, have you done any investigation or auditing of off-balance sheet transactions conducted by the Federal Reserve?
At this point, we're conducting our lending facility project at a fairly high level and have not gotten to a specific level of detail to really be in a position to respond to your question.
Have you conducted any investigation or auditing of the losses that the Federal Reserve has experienced on its lending since last September?
We're still in the process of conducting that review. Until we actually, go out and gather the information, I'm not in a position to really respond to the specific question.
So are you telling me that nobody at the Federal Reserve is keeping track on a regular basis of the losses that it incurs on what is now a $2 trillion portfolio?
I don't know if you're telling me that you're mentioning that there's losses. I'm just saying that we're not, until we actually look at the program and have the information, we are not in a position to say whether there are losses or to respond in any other way to that.
Mr. Chairman, my time is up, but I have to tell you honestly, I am shocked to find out that nobody at the Federal Reserve, including the Inspector General, is keeping track of this.
All right, thank the gentleman.
The buzzards have control. We might as well face it. They intend to keep it.
Yes, yes, we're back now. Rick Adams with you, and I have to say that was a good performance by Representative Grayson, to say the least. You have to give him credit for that. And this IG, this woman, this Inspector General, I think was really outed here. And this is exactly why now there is such a move on the part of many people across the country to pressure their representatives to become co-signers on this piece of legislation that Ron Paul has submitted, 1207, H.R. 1207, to audit the Fed. And, in fact, I believe now there are 145, is it, co-signers? So that is interesting. You're going to see some action pretty soon, I think, if this keeps up, and it won't be pleasant. The one thing that these criminals do not want is to have the spotlight on Ben Bernanke and Paulson before him, of course, and Greenspan and of course the rest of this crowd, Geithner and company. They do not want the spotlight to be focused upon these criminals, these Kenite criminals. They will not tolerate it, because that is where the action lies, in the banking, criminal banking system, my friends. Something that we've been saying now for far too many years, and only recently now that people are beginning to hurt badly, are they taking a little bit of notice to what we've been saying. So, it's a very interesting time, that we live in here, and it's going to get more turbulent, as you can see. Nobody at the Fed knows where the money went. At least that's what they say. Nobody knows. And I say, bunk. Somebody knows, because that money didn't just vanish into thin air. Or should I say that paper didn't just vanish into thin air. So, that's the question that Representative Grayson pressed. Do you know who got the $1 trillion or more in the Fed's expansion of its balance? And the response, I do not know. We have not looked at this specific area at the particular point on that specific review. How do you like that for legalese and bureaucraties, I should say? Incredible, isn't it? Mind-boggling. All right, now, on to other things as well. You may comment on that, but we have a break coming up, and we have plenty of time in this hour to talk. And I just want to go over a few other things that people should be aware of tonight, ladies and gentlemen. They are many. Put it that way. The hate bill, of course, is still a point of contention in Congress. And that is continuing to be debated. You should be calling them. You should be telling your representatives and your senators at this point, not your reps, about this bill, 1913. In the Senate, it's S-909, the Hate Crimes, Hate Speech Bill, and why it must be defeated. No compromise, absolutely none on this issue. Defeat it once and for all, my friends. This hate speech, hate crimes bill is being pushed in the media now all the time with incidents about so-called Whitey and hate. Okay. The number here is 800-313-9443, and it's toll free. 800-313-9443. A few more items, and we will take some calls as we continue with Rick Adams Uncensored, right here on republicbroadcasting.org. Remember that, O-R-G, not com. It's republicbroadcasting.org. All right, 3 minutes, and we will return with Rick Adams.
USA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Now we can see a new world coming into view, a world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Oh my, how apropos, huh? Well, you know, speaking of the thieves and criminals in Congress, the House of Representatives has just approved, as many of you will know, a $97 billion bill, a measure to continue these wars, so-called wars of terror, in Pakistan, Iraq, and Afghanistan, supporting Obama's plan to keep all three wars going for many years. That's the change, by the way, that you heard, you know, the change in the cash register. Yes, the funding faced widespread opposition in our neck of the woods here in New England, and all of the Congress people from Maine and Vermont voted no, as did one from New Hampshire, and the vast majority of Congress people from Massachusetts. Of course, they're Democrats mostly and liberals. But back in Rhode Island, where I come from, oh, yes, the congressmen voted for more war funding. And, of course, they are James Langevin and Patty Cake Kennedy, son of Ted Chappaquiddick Kennedy. So, I'm not surprised. Are you surprised? Of course not. As Ed Steele would say, not at all. So, the reality is that these, hypocrites and criminals in Congress are definitely continuing the same policies as they voted for in the George Bush. Let's face it. Patrick Kennedy was the one who said, hey, like the head of the CIA, it's a slam dunk case. Saddam Hussein is building weapons of mass destruction. We can't allow that. Yet Israel has these weapons of mass destruction, and the United States has these weapons, these WMDs, and indeed has used them in Iraq and Afghanistan, and now, of course, in Pakistan. What has the result been? Well, of course, we're told that the Taliban and Al-Qaeda are resurfacing and growing like wildfire. Oh, yes. Well, you see, that's exactly what is intended to happen. Now you can understand why we've been saying for a long time, all of these wars are indeed, as the general once said in 1935, he said, war is a racket. And indeed it is. Goes hand in glove with the banksters, with these criminal Kenites who run the world system, and we shouldn't be surprised by that either. A column by Amira Haas in Haaretz itself, the Jewish newspaper, is entitled, Israel Knows That Peace Doesn't Pay. You hear that? Israel knows that peace doesn't pay. In other words, it's profitable to make war on the Palestinians and on everyone in its path. Successive Israeli governments since 93 must have known what they were doing, being in no hurry to make peace with the Palestinians. As representatives of Israeli society, these governments understood that peace would involve serious damage to their national interests, economic damage, damage to careers, politicians, heads of state, damage to the quality of life for them, damage to welfare. In other words, war is a racket. War is profitable, and peace is not, my friends. What is so difficult to understand about that? And then, of course, we have Obama changing his mind, supposedly. Barry changing his mind on the release of the photographs of the, quote, interrogations, because that might indeed inflame anger against Americans. Now, come on. Let's be honest. You've got to be a little bit more creative than that. The fact that we are continuing to wage this so-called war on terror, which is claiming innocent lives against the people of Pakistan, people of Afghanistan, and Iraq, is still being led under occupation. That has done more to create angst against the United States than anything that a few pictures released to the world would ever accomplish. So we know that, too, is a lie coming from this government in Washington. Oh, my. What did we expect? Honesty and integrity? No. Absolutely not. These people do not know what the words mean. And they know they have a captive Congress, a Congress that is under their control, just as this government in Washington is four square under the thumbs of these criminals. These people who say peace, peace, when there is no peace. Ladies and gentlemen, let's be honest about it. We've been hearing this for a long time, and we've been lied to for over a century. War is profitable. Peace is not. And now, when confronted in Congress by a single congressman, Grayson, asking about where the money went off the balance sheet, we get a, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Sounds like Hillary Clinton, doesn't it, huh? And the game goes on. We'll be back and take calls right after the break. I'm Rick Adams, right here on RepublicBroadcasting.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters, and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Yes, indeed. Here we are back again now with Rick Adams Uncensored. Our number is 800-313-9443. And please don't forget to support republicbroadcasting.org. And as you know, the best way to do that now, the most inexpensive way, is to order the cards, the promotional business cards from republicbroadcasting.org. My suggestion is just give us a call during regular business hours. You call the line toll free during the day, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central, and it's very simple, 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719, okay? And then you can, if you have to, if you want to send a check, well, they accept checks as well. But you get 100 cards, and you do get bumper stickers and free shipping. So you can't ask for more than that for a measly $8. Now we'll start with our phone calls, and let's see, we have Don Nikoloff on the line. Is that you, Don?
Yes, it is.
Is that Rick, the real Don Nikoloff, or is it an imposter, or is it a clone?
No, it's the real one.
Well,
hate to disappoint you.
How are you?
I'm fine. Great show this evening.
Well, thank you very much. What do you think? You heard Edgar, and you know, You know what I think. I've known Edgar for a while, and I like him. I really like Edgar Steele. I almost said Edgar Kennedy, the comedian. But he is sort of a comedian because he is one fellow that, you know, likes to inject his wisdom into the political malaise that we face in such a way as to turn the tables on everyone. I admire that.
Yes, I read his nickel rants, so I'm quite familiar with him.
So what are your thoughts on, did you have any thoughts on what he's doing with the Constitution Party there in Idaho?
Well, you know, I can only give him kudos for what he's doing. I know what he's up against. I mean,
yes.
It seems like it's the same thing Ron Paul went through, isn't it?
More or less, yes. It's it was sabotage along the way in his campaign, too.
Yeah.
With the ballots and the signatures and, you know, various state levels.
Yeah, they want the status quo to remain so and not change at all. And, you know, I'm supportive of his efforts.
Absolutely. He's a fighter, and we need more fighters like him, that's for certain.
Yes, yes. I wanted to comment on the clip that you played.
Do you think of that?
Well, you know, first of all, my first question is, how did Bloomberg get to this $9 trillion figure? And then why are they only mentioning $1.1 trillion? Now,
yeah.
I've reported on this.
Right.
I wrote a piece, as you know, the Wantagate piece.
Yes.
And that was $27.5 trillion.
Yeah.
Now, the monies were put into an escrow account. Out of Richmond, Virginia, there was a hearing that occurred, and there was a judgment in favor of Leo Wanta on December 5th of 2006. That money, that $4.5 trillion, was targeted to be returned to Leo Wanta, and $1.575 trillion was to go into the Treasury as tax.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of that money was stolen. In fact, twice after that, the Chinese deposited $4.5 trillion into the same account, and it ended up being a financial ping pong ball that went around the globe. So we have $27.5 trillion, we have three times $4.5 trillion, and then back in 2008, Prince Al-Fawad and the Queen of England put in $6.2 trillion, and the Chinese again put $4.5 trillion into a custodial account that went to Citibank. $14 trillion, just after Obama took office, ended up going to Dubai. Why aren't they reporting that? This is off-balance sheet money.
This was
money put into a custodial account.
I agree. The figures are just preposterously low, but, you know, it's almost like you have to start somewhere.
Yes.
You
know? Now, the aggregate sum as of September of last year was in the neighborhood of $667 trillion of off-balance sheet trades. This is the reason why the mortgage scandal came to pass, because they had to steal the money out of these other programs to get their hands on some cash, because this was all in offshore accounts, and those accounts were found, and they were frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was about $100 trillion stolen from the Central Bank of Iraq that was in 7,000 lockboxes.
That was, what, the year of the invasion?
This was they stole $100 trillion when they went into Baghdad.
Right, right.
They killed the soldiers that went in to get the money. And this wasn't just gold. It was jewels and precious art as well.
Oh, well, that museum raid, too, was an absolute evil.
Yes. So
totally
they
evil.
after they had these soldiers take all of this stuff out, and they loaded it up in trucks and shipped it out, it ended up going to England. And there were three of these safety deposit box places, sort of like mailboxes are us, only they were for safety deposit boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Three
mm-hmm.
large rooms, a large vault, and 7,000 lock boxes. Now, this was last year, that they raided this. 300 British police went in and seized all of this stuff. It was a big operation. Now, there's another $100 trillion off balance sheet. Why isn't any of this reported? Why are they, you know, it's obvious that these people are being used as scapegoats. That's obvious. But back about a year ago, I was reporting that the Fed was upside down by $2.2 quadrillion. And that number has been bumped up since to about $3.3 quadrillion.
Hey, pretty soon, you know, we'll be talking real money here.
Yes, exactly. I mean, it's unimaginable how much money that is. $1 trillion takes 31,070 years to count, a dollar a second.
I can't even say it.
And you know, when I started reporting this, and I'm not the only one, Rick, but when I started reporting it, I can remember some talk show hosts telling me that it sounded like a fairy tale, that amount of money was not being traded anywhere. And it's in the quadrillions. It's beyond trillion. We sort of leapfrogged over billions. We don't even think in terms of millions and billions anymore.
Yes.
Bloomberg is putting this story out as a smokescreen. That's basically what I'd like to say. And I'm glad
you did, because I was waiting for that type of reaction from our listeners, quite frankly. I mean, it was sort of amusing to hear the way it was being orchestrated. And it certainly makes it look like some congressmen are doing something, and they are. The problem is they're totally and completely underplaying the whole thing to make it look almost like it's innocuous now.
Yes. Well, remember on September 10th of 2001, Rumsfeld reported $2.3 trillion that the Pentagon could not find.
That's right. I remember that as well.
Yeah, we know that was probably Dov Zakheim that took that money. And then 2 years before that, it was $2.1 trillion. And I think a year before that, again, it was $2.1 trillion. So this goes on every year. It's ridiculous. I mean, if you made those kinds of mistakes, how long would you keep your job?
Not very long, that's for sure. Now, let me ask you this, Don. Because you know that Ron Paul's bill, 1207, has been picking up a lot of steam, the audit the Fed bill. And I don't have the exact latest account, but I know it's been around 145 from what I've heard, co-sponsors. Do you have an accounting as to what the latest number of people in Congress has been?
I heard this morning it was about 160.
160 now?
Yes.
Wow. All right. Now, I mean, I know they do things for politics, you know, as usual, political reasons. I don't praise them for their motives. We know what they do. You know, they do what they think is going to get them brownie buttons in the eyes of their constituents. However, with that number rising, pretty soon something has to come. I mean, let's face it, it's either going to be defeated or it's going to pass. And what do you think would happen if something like that were to pass the House and stand a chance in the Senate? What do you think would happen in this country? Do you expect some unexpected things to happen?
Well, I know people are getting fed up, if that's what you're implying.
Yes, pardon the pun, fed up.
Yeah. I know I'm fed up. I'm part of a foundation that's being victimized by all this theft. And we're in a position to do some humanitarian projects. They do not want that to occur. I'm telling you, and one reason why I'm in that position is because of my research. I've been asked to be a part of this because I have been outspoken about the corruption.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have an interest, as do many others.
Yes.
This is, there's no difference between Obama and the Clintons. In fact, the Clintons and Robert Rubin are responsible for that $14 trillion missing. Ending up going to Dubai. And whether this ends up in the hands of the United Nations or the Rothschilds, it really doesn't matter. These are custodial accounts, and believe it or not, these funds, the way they're set up on a worldwide basis, are available to anyone around the earth. On the whole surface of the earth, every person alive can can actually access some of these funds if they were doing honest business. But there's a small clique of criminals that have decided that they're going to get the money. Obama was quoted recently, this is behind-the-scenes intel, that anyone attempting to get on a plane would be eliminated. If they attempted to go to a foreign country, to an offshore account, to retrieve their funds, they would have a short lifespan. That was a quote. Wow. Now, it seems to me to threaten murder is a felony, is it not? This is the guy... The illegal
I guess it depends on what the definition of murder is, to quote Bill Clinton. What is the definition? Yes, I mean, it depends on who's doing it and why, right?
Yeah.
No, you're right, and I'm glad you did share with us this fact. Very important that people, you know, get to understand that the amounts of swindling here is in the quadrillions, as you point out. And it's just, it's beyond comprehension at this point what they've done with this illegal and totally evil concoction of central banking.
Yes. So I just wanted to make that
totally
point
beyond the pale.
And
it's leading to our enslavement, by the way, worldwide. What they're doing with the corporations on a worldwide level, from the United States to Europe to Japan, is just absolutely breathtaking to see it happen. I mean, they've created a worldwide repressionary mode that they expect fully to result in a total collapse of economies of all of the nations as they're starting to collapse now.
Yes. Well, it's intentional and it's orchestrated.
Yeah. And it's leading up to that, you know, that man of sin, the peacemaker, the solution man, who's going to be sitting there in Jerusalem. I mean, eventually, and we're going to see that happen. I think I mean, you know, just look from day to day how they lie, Don, in the media. One day it's, it looks like signs of improvement in the economy. You know, Ben Bernanke told us, and we know he's an honest guy, right? Just like Mr. Geithner and his father and Henry Kissinger and all the rest of them. Then the next day they tell us, well, it looks as if the economy is really going to go even further down with the oil prices and the stocks and this and that and everything under the sun. My goodness. So they're conditioning us psychologically to accept the seesaw, only the seesaw is going downward now, and it isn't going to be a pleasant landing. So, I mean, they're conditioning the American public now to accept the inevitability of a worldwide solution to their problems.
Yes, yes. Well, I don't want to take up all the time.
That's all right. I'm glad you called because it's very important to hear what you say. And thank you once again, Don, and of course, people who would like to listen to you, you will be on again every night you're on, right?
I'm on BBSradio.com. Yes.
Right. Okay. And that, of course, is Evident, Evident Footprints. That's the program.
Pardon me?
Evident Footprints is the name of your show.
Yes, yes, that's right.
Or your broadcast, I should say.
Yes.
All right. Anything in closing?
Well, keep up the good work. I admire your courage. And you're hitting it spot on.
Well, we by the grace of the Almighty, we try. Thank you, Don. You keep up the same work now.
All right. You take care, Rick.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bless you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll take another call here from Terry now in Texas. Hello, Terry.
I would have to agree with your last caller, Rick. You're out there always swinging with a 40-ounce bat.
I don't know about that, you know, Terry. All I can do is just try to call them as I see them. That's all I can do.
I just wanted to say, I haven't caught almost any of your program. I wanted to say that one real strong concern to me was I went out and got a new computer. I've had it for probably a month now, and I've had nothing but problems since I've got it. And I'm fairly computer savvy, not real.
I was thinking you might have said that. The same thing I expect many people to say. I had a nightmare with mine when I got it, so I know.
But I've constantly had problems going to your website and trying to get, because this is my only way I can listen to you all, and I go to Shoutcast, I've gone all these different avenues and routed, you know, with this, and I don't know, you know, we don't know. There's so much deception, Rick, and with the ability of the technology they have, you know, with these IP addresses and the control stuff, I don't know if my computer's been hacked into or what. And then, of course, that leads me to the next thought, which is, you know, what's going to happen, Rick, when programs like yours, I mean, we're at the cusp of your program being, the lights being shut off on you.
That's right. Eventually,
and, you know,
we're not going to, I mean, hey, someday we're not going to be here.
Rick, it's any day for all I see. I mean, as much frustration I have is connecting, and as much as it pains me to be able to, you know, because when you're a seeker of truth and you're looking for truth, you know, it's like the word, you need it, you know, for sustenance.
Yes.
And when you get shut off, it's like the beggar doesn't have any more food.
Well, that's why I tell people, my own opinion is, my solution is, you as long as you've got the Word of God, you've got the Scriptures and can read it, and the Holy Spirit's there to guide you, then you do have a daily meal to take advantage of. Hey, if you want to hang on, Terry, please stay with me, but we've got a quick break, all right? We'll be right back with more.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
And we're back. We're back now very quickly with our caller here, Terry from Texas. Hello, Terry. Back again.
Yeah, well, just reiterating again to you, you know, that door is, you can see it is closing shut very quickly on your program at some point. The reason I was saying that, too, it's frustrating for you, too, Rick, because what you offer to it very much so is a forum, and the people, the community of people who know what's going on is very small, and without your voice being out there to other programs like yours as a sounding board, you know, it's kind of like a, it's very much like a depth finder, you know, you don't know what level you're at and, you know, how far things are progressing without, you know, your type of programs, you know, offering that kind of feedback. Because once that door is shut, it's going to be really hard.
Well, all I can say, Terry, to everyone is it's going to be the same for all of us. And we really need that veil of protection spiritually from above. And if we don't, and we don't seek the face of him, we're not going to be able to have that armor plate on. And it's going to be very difficult for those who call themselves Christians, but in reality are not, because they're not going to have what it takes to win. And we will win. I mean, make no mistake about it. He wins the battle. He's already won it. It's just a matter of going through the tribulationary period of time. And I do think we're right there at the doorstep now. We're going to see things happen, as you say, very very quickly in very short order now.
Yeah, it's sad, Rick.
Your
program are numbered very quickly. I mean, they're not. You see the door shutting on your program.
I see the door shutting not just on my program, but on the whole Internet. And when ADL and this Simon Wiesenthal Center does what it does in putting tremendous pressure on Google and YouTube to start taking down so-called hate sites, I know what their ultimate goal is. I know what they want to shut down and destroy.
Sure.
And that is everything that is Christian, everything that is American, everything that truly and honestly bespeaks of the opposition to their evil and sinister goals.
Anything that sheds the light.
Absolutely. All right, Terry, I'm going to have to run, but thanks for your help and your support, and Godspeed to you.
You too.
All right, let's talk to, finally, one more call, David in San Francisco here. Hi, David.
Hey, how are you? I hadn't talked to you in a while. You know, I was kind of interested in that last discussion there. I'm pretty much into economics and religion, and it would seem to me that if our original purpose on Earth was to be stewards of the Earth, and then, you know, we fell out of that by whether it was a snake and an apple or you know, just otherwise preoccupied with doing dumb things, humans are not really fulfilling their purpose on Earth anymore, being good stewards of the Earth. You know, the whole idea of pollution and slopping up the waters and fighting over parcels of land, that's not being a good steward of the Earth. So, you know, the whole idea of tribulation kind of, to me, has to do with people getting caught up in non-important things like money and power and glory seeking and, strong-arming and doing a whole bunch of dumb techniques that waste, you know, the time of the planet. So it's, you know, this planet that we've got, this shiny green, you know, God's given Earth, God's green Earth is pretty precious. We don't know of any other planets in the outer space.
I appreciate it. That's a philosophical point that can definitely be debated back and forth. But I thank you for the call, David.
Yeah, nice.
San Francisco.
Peace be with us.
And unfortunately, we're out of time. Tomorrow night, Dr. K and Rick Adams will combine their resources and team up on the program. So you don't want to miss tomorrow night. A number of announcements as well. Stay tuned for more good programming here at republicbroadcasting.org. And Yahweh bless. With